thank you. And thank you for standing for the national hymn. Most people aren't aware that there are two official ways to open any public gathering. One is the national anthem, and the other one is the national hymn. And we are to stand for both of them. I almost forgot, and I'm glad y'all remembered. Thank you.
Good morning, church family. Hope everybody's doing well today.
Good morning. Good morning.
And Mike, thank you for the history lesson that I did not know. Appreciate it. A couple of quick announcements. First, just check the narthex for coats. We do have a few coats hanging up that still have not been claimed yet. A couple of other ones that I just want to point out that are new. Oops. We do need a little bit of help with cleaning, basic dusting and vacuuming of the sanctuary. So if you're interested, it would be greatly appreciated.
No, you're good.
Also, the garden outside with all of the veggies, we have started that. In fact, some of the plants have already been put in. So if you like to garden or sit there and pick weeds, we'll take your help with that too. We had churches left the building last week. Dottie, hey, nice timing. Did you want to talk about churches left the building a little bit?
I can just say thank you to everybody who participated and helped. We have pictures on the screen of everybody working so hard. We had quite a bit of work and giving between the outside projects and the inside projects that everybody worked on. It was amazing. A lot of good feedback.
Well, thank you to Dottie for coordinating all of it. It was a lot of work to organize everything, so Dottie, thank you so much.
Amen.
What was that? Hope to do another one in the fall. That's awesome. It's actually a really big hit. It's one of my favorite days of the year with church, of getting out into the community and helping, and so adding a second day per year, that's awesome. So speaking of churches left the building, we do have two extra shirts in the narthex that are free. Just a heads up, they run a little small, but they are free for anybody that is interested in one. Also, the week before that, we had our first, hopefully annual, birthday celebration, which seemed to be a big hit. So thank you to everybody that volunteered to decorate a table or make a cake.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. All right, other than that, are there any other announcements?
Real quick, we have a jar back here. Annual conference is the 2nd to the 4th. And there's the annual traditional offering that we collect, we give to Dottie, and she takes up and gives to the conference, and it's going to Haiti and Liberia this year. So if anybody wants to make a donation, the jar's there, just drop it in on your way out.
Any other announcements? All right, then let's begin our worship. So if you can, please stand and join me in the call to worship this morning. Blessed Jesus,
be especially
with us
on
this
day
of
remembrance.
Look upon the hurt of this world. Be pleased to complete the work of your healing hand that you began with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let your kingdom come. Bring peace upon the earth. Make it a deeper and more lasting peace than the world has ever known. Draw all people to yourself. Bind each of us to you and to each other with the strong cords of love. May your sacrifice and the sacrifice of all those who have died for others not be in vain. And please remain standing for our first hymn found on page 420, Breathe on Me.
Breathe on me, breath of God, fill me with thy fire.
Before you sit down, please turn to one another and greet each other with a smile this morning.
Currently.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's Memorial Day or Memorial Weekend, and Memorial Weekend tends to draw out my southern roots, because I want to say good morning, y'all. I've done that before, haven't I? Hey, who taught you that one, Kim? My grandpa told me that, taught me that one. As we gather together for prayer, just a couple of things as we continue into our service. We're trying to do a lot this morning, okay? Memorial Day, graduate recognizing our Sunday school teachers, and Linda, have I got it right that the children will be getting their certificates at Sunday school? They'll be getting them now? Okay. I need to keep it straight. Guide me. Okay. There'll be a time when you wonder, okay, what could possibly be coming next? And we will attempt to be fairly good with things and keep them moving. If we have to stop to just sort stuff out, blame me, okay? I have a very short memory. As we come together in prayer, it's so good to see certain people here.
Amen.
Okay. So good to see certain people here. You know who you are. You know who you are. We have folk that are still dealing with some difficult things that life has brought their way. And we need to keep them in prayer. It's important we keep each other in prayer. You've heard me say it repeatedly. We can't do this alone. We simply can't. One of the things about what happened last Sunday with the churches left the building is the church left the building and reminded some people that they're not alone and they don't have to do it all by themselves. Thank you all for making that happen. Okay. Memorial weekend has a lot of things involved with it. I will apologize in advance in case we're late for the start of the 500. Yes, I am aware that certain things happen. There was a time when the Indianapolis 500 would never have been run on a Sunday. I'm old enough to remember that. And the primary reason that it is run on Sunday is if it gets rained out, they can run it on Monday. And I'm spiteful enough that I've prayed for rain. Let us remember those who have sacrificed so much for our nation, for us. In the last couple of years, I had a very profound experience, and it was this. One of my uncles died in World War II on a mission, a reconnaissance mission, over Truk Island. I won't go into the horrible details, but there was a crash, and the whole crew died. The crash site was rediscovered about 10 years ago. And about the time that the crash site was rediscovered, the government released the secret report on the crash. Anyway, I was blessed with the opportunity to go to the crash site. And I cannot tell you everything that happened there. But one of the things I will say, the local people have great respect for the dead. It rained during our entire hike, okay, is 12 clicks, 12 kilometers up the side of a mountain. It rained the whole time. And our local guide said, you know, nobody from these men's families have ever come here. This may be their spirits showing how unhappy they are that it took so long. Memorial Day isn't just the start of summer. It isn't just the start of summer. That's what we've got to remember. Let us pray. Lord God, so many of us are in the middle of things life have brought us that we're just having trouble with. It's not all bad. Some of it's pretty good. However, we still find that our happiness and joy are elusive. Amongst the things we ask is that you help us recover our happiness and joy. Some of us are going through things in body, mind, and spirit that nobody around us seems to be able to figure out. Lord Jesus, you are the great physician. Our God, you are the one who knows all the answers. Bring healing, bring the answers that we need. Oh Lord, many of us know people that have suffered greatly, have died to keep this country going. Some of them have been on the battlefield. Some of them have been on our streets. Oh Lord, they're with you. Give them a special hug. Let them know we're remembering them today. There's so much that we could say, oh Lord, but the most important things for us to say are the things, Lord Jesus, that you taught us to say together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Could we take a moment to listen to God in silence? For God speaks in turn during prayer. Amen.
Please join me in our litany for Memorial Sunday. O God, our Creator, from whom we come and unto whom we go, have mercy upon us. O God, who sent to us Jesus Christ, captain of the souls of all, who has revealed life and immortality,
have mercy upon us.
O God, who gives to us the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, who takes of the things of Christ and shows them to us.
Have mercy upon us.
Let us give thanks to God for this land in which we live with all its many liberties.
We praise thee, O God.
For the leaders in the nation and the state, and those who in days past, as well as in present times, have labored for the common good.
We praise thee, O God.
For those in all times and places who have been true and brave, those who in the world's daily struggles lived upright lives and ministered to those around them.
We praise thee, O God.
For those who have served their country in her hours of need, and especially those who gave their lives.
We praise thee, O God.
Dear God, You are merciful and you are love. We give you thanks for the courage and strength you gave to your servants who have died in your service. We remember those who mourn them as their family and friends. Look in mercy upon us. Today brings back memories of those who we have lost. Let it also bring us comfort from you. Give us communion with the world unseen. Confirm our assurance of that great day when you shall restore them to us in the very presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Can I stop us, Martha? My apology for not communicating well. Okay, we're going to have another moment of silence. Thank you. I have to own that one. In your bulletin, you will find something that says Memorial Day. This is for tomorrow. Please take time tomorrow to sit with it. It's a reminder of what Memorial Day is really about. Okay. Now, I'm going to do something that's important to me. Any of you who have lost family or friends, particularly in war, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, would you stand? Vietnam, would you stand? Now, what I was going to do, okay, we're not going to do the whole thing. We forget that Memorial Day is about people who have lost their lives for this country. We forget how soon and how close to us that has happened. We have forgotten how far away it is. Okay? Anybody that you know of in your family serve in World War II? Died? Korean War? We mentioned Vietnam already. Korean War? Spanish-American War? Okay. Civil War? Okay. The Revolution? Okay. This is one of the few times that I've said this to a crowd and there wasn't at least one person that didn't have a connection all the way back to the Revolution. We do? All right. Okay. It isn't about yesterday. It isn't about the first day of summer. It's about doing what it took to keep this nation together, to make this nation. And so have lots of fun today and tomorrow. Be safe. However, take time to remember. That's the reason for the handout. Let's take a moment to just say thank you, okay? Amen. Now, Martha, the Gloria. If you are able, would you stand? Amen. Thank you once again for standing. You pleasantly surprise me.
And thank you for supporting the choir this year. This will be our last Sunday until the fall.
That, by the way, was a recruitment announcement.
Yes.
For special music for the summer.
Well, and for the choir in the fall.
And for the choir in the fall. Okay. Would the children come, please? Okay, none of the big people leave. We're going to have different kind of conversation today, okay? Part of the conversation is about what just happened with Mr. Bob, okay? You ever have those times when you just feel... ugh! And you don't know why you feel so bad?
Yeah.
Well, that's where Mr. Bob is right now. Okay? You have those times when mom, dad, the other big people say, well, we better go to the doctor. We better go to the emergency room. Well, this is one of those times for Mr. Bob. Okay? And we're making sure that he's okay and people that know how to take care of him are taking care of him. And remember to say a prayer for him, okay? Because God will take care of him, okay? God will take care of him. God will take care of you all too. Now, we're going to do so much stuff, it's going to be mind-boggling. And I hope I remember it all. Logan. Is Logan here?
Yeah.
I thought I saw Logan. You didn't move. Zoe? Pardon? That's okay. Morgan? Did I see Morgan? Morgan, you were hiding. Connor? Who is Wallace? Is that you, Wally? Is Ellie here?
No.
Okay. Annie? No? Okay. Is Zach here? Okay. Wrong Zach. Caitlin. Joshua. Oh, there you are. See, I say your names and I don't recognize them when I see them written. Okay. Alea? Okay. My apology. Nora? Leland? Isla? Breslin? Zoe? Zachary? Okay, Alexandria? Well, I still got another pile. Sophia? Emma? Yes, no? Olivia? There you go. And we already talked about Nora and Leland and Isla. Okay. Yeah, those are all old people. Okay. Now, do you know what these are for?
What?
Thank you for being in Sunday school. Thank you. Okay, now, there are some big people, okay, that work with you, and amongst those big people, I think, are Zach, okay, and Caitlin, or are those are still children? Okay, then we'll get it straight. Notice how many big people it takes to help the pastor. Oh, okay. You know who that is? That's Lily. Thank you. Jacob, come on. You get counted amongst the big people today. Thank you so much.
First of all, I would like to take this time to thank our teachers, taking the time. And that's what the cards are for Jacob and Lily, because they've been such a support to the teachers. Here you go, Todd. Kelly and Linda. We also would like to give a little thank you to Martha. Martha is love to serve and find all these goodies that the kids get to do in Sunday school. So we'd like to give her a little thank you. Thank you. Now I'm going to do the graduates. If you're here, please come forward. I have a little something. If they're not here, if you are representing your graduate, please come forward for the gift. Graduate name is Jason Harbach. This is Diana Quigg, his grandma. Mm-hmm. And going to Celine, plans on attending WCC for welding, and the dream is to work on the pipeline and travel for work. Okay. So here's a gift for him. graduate is Kendra Smith. She's the granddaughter of Jim and Linda Strickland, and Jim is out at the door. She's a graduate from Garden City High School. She plans to go to Lawrence Tech University for biomedical engineering, and she loves to play volleyball. Our next graduate is Summer Zimmerman. She's the great-granddaughter of Bill and Norma Zimmerman, went to Tecumseh High School, attending junior college, not quite sure what field of study she would like. Our next graduate is Brooke Zimmerman. Now, when these girls were little, I sponsored them for their Bible. So I'm shocked. I haven't seen them in a while. Again, great-granddaughter of Bill and Norma, Tecumseh High School, attending junior college. Our next graduate is Jacob Smith. He's been the member for his whole life. Manchester High School. Jacob will be attending Michigan State University in the fall. He will be majoring in supply chain management. Thank you, Jacob. Tessa Morgan. Her connection is Dad Todd Morgan. She went to Eastern Michigan University. She graduated December 2022 with a Bachelor of Science in Nursing, passed the NCLEX in February of 23, and started working at Mott Children's Hospital as a pediatric nurse. Woohoo! Yay! We have a couple of grandsons of the Gordon and Julie Wolford who are not here. Alex is a graduate from the Clinton High School. He went to trade school in Michigan Horseshoeing Institute, and he is now certified as a BWFA, Brothers of Working Farrier Associates. He plans for after graduate, he is starting his own business. And the other grandson is Aiden Wolford. He is going to school at Michigan Great Lakes Virtual Academy, and his plans is to get in trade or building maintenance. One of the things that are in your box is a faith coin, and each gift that you are carrying in your box will be for carrying as a reminder of who we are in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. So glad you made it, graduates. That's good. You can do that. You can cheer.
The simplest part of your life.
Pastor Mike?
Yes.
We'd like to see who has served in the
yes.
service, and I believe Olivia is going to pass out to those that stand up.
Okay.
If you served.
If you have served in the military, please stand. Navy, Air Force, Marines, Army, Coast Guard, National Guard, thank you. Okay. Olivia, would you like some help or no? Okay. No worries.
I do.
Hang on, Wally. Because I'm going to ask you all to help me do something in just a little minute. Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, yes. Yes. Lyle, stand up.
I look better when I'm younger.
Okay, and that was one of the reasons why I wanted you to stay up here, so we could brag on you. Okay, they do good work. All right, please hear this, veterans. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are not forgotten. What you have lived is important. And we know that not all of it was easy to deal with. Prayers, O Lord, bring peace. We're not just talking about peace outside, peace around the world, peace in the country, peace in the state. We're talking about peace in hearts, especially in the hearts of those, Lord Jesus, who were exposed to so much violence, so much pain, so much fear. Bring peace. Hear our prayer. Amen.
Next week starts the summer program. We still need a lot of help.
Okay.
August is not filled, and if we do not have help, we will not do the summer program outside. But next week starts, the first is Crazy Hair Day. Every month, at the first of the month, there'll be something different. But next Sunday, you can do your hair crazy.
Like me, every Sunday. Now, I'm going to ask, does everyone have a small U.S. flag? Okay. I would like to ask you to make sure that all the big people have one and that you have one. Okay, would you do that? There you go. Yes, please raise your hand. Okay. Olivia, you could help Olivia if you wanted to. Go. You're behaving too well. That one had a staple or something come loose. Please. That's one of those moments when everybody that's not a veteran stand. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Those are not just empty words. I'm so pleased to be able to do this, David. Okay, we have goodies. There are goodies. Thank you, Leslie. Thank you. Martha, I had lots of good help. Yes. Gonna get high. What's next, Martha? Okay, offertory is next. Thank you, Martha. Oh God, there are those moments when we remember. We remember how much you have done for us, how much others have done for us. Those are moments, oh Lord, when we offer gratitude to you and to them. They are also moments when we ask ourselves, what will we do? What will we give? Take our gifts, take us, use all to the glory of your kingdom. Hear our prayer. Amen. Our hymn of preparation is actually the national hymn. I identified the wrong song. My apologies. Okay, this is the national hymn. This is the one that is, you can use as well as the national anthem for public activities. Please join with gusto. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Our scripture focus for this morning is Revelation chapter 22, verse 2. It's a description of the city of God that's descended in the last day, when everything has all been wrapped up and God establishes his kingdom. Through the middle of the street of the city, on either side of the river, is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Next weekend will be annual conference. I will admit that with pleasure, I don't have to be there. However, my deep gratitude to Dottie for being there as our representative. Generally, I don't have tons of good memories about annual conference, okay? But I found myself remembering an annual conference of about 10 or 15 years ago. At that particular annual conference, I met someone that I'd not seen in 5 years. I went to Liberia in 2007. And during that visit, I met the Reverend Mr. Jacob Nathan. He made a deep impression on me. Jacob has served as pastor and as district superintendent in Liberia. He has served in the Bush District. That's not the name. That's a description of the geography. Out in the jungle. The villages and the churches are isolated, and that's especially true during the months of the rains. We talk about summer, fall, winter, spring. Most of Africa, especially Central Africa, Liberia, talks about wet and dry. During that reunion, we talked about his ministry, and we talked about how he sees Jesus leading him. And he's about bringing Jesus to people. I haven't seen him since that meeting 10 or so years ago, but I'm sure, okay, that he's still doing that. Okay? Like, people that I have come to know and love in Liberia, I've been cut off from. All right? Because of Ebola first, then COVID, and the general economic and communications breakdown in the country. I don't know who's still alive. But Jacob was about letting people know how Jesus can change their hearts and change their lives. Jacob has been ministering in a world where, in a country where people are still reeling from more than 20 years of civil war. Their hearts are crushed. They are poor. A once modern country now has no water, no sewer, no electricity. Okay. Jacob, all the logistics, industrial, agricultural, collapsed. The roads and the railroads are rubble, and most people are reduced to subsistence living. Okay, when I was there in 2007, it was 20 years after the end of the Civil War. I was with people who'd been there 5 years previously, and I said, this is terrible. And they said, no, it's a whole lot better than it used to be. And I said, huh? And he said, see the dogs? People aren't eating them. People aren't eating them. Jacob is one of those who realize that Liberia did all of this to itself. My mouth dropped open the first time he said that to me. We cannot blame anybody else. And one of the things about Liberia is the Methodist Church, okay, was intensely involved in the economy, in the politics, as well as the religious life. When Jacob said, we did this to ourselves, he was pointing at himself as a Methodist. It was neighbor against neighbor. It was son and daughter against father and mother. It was brother against brother. It was sister against sister. It was generation against generation. It was vicious. It was ugly. It was a catastrophe. These days, I hear people glibly talk about our nation is heading towards civil war. They don't know what they're talking about. Jacob is one of those who realized that Liberia has to remember what it did to itself. Only if the people remember is there hope that it will never happen again. I keep track of Liberia news. Okay? They're forgetting again. Only if the people remember is there hope for the nation to be born again. We talk about people being born again. Nations have to be born again. Only if the people remember can today produce a new tomorrow. Only people who remember and are born again can make sure the horrors of the past don't come again. What is true for Liberia is true for the United States as well. It's Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend has become anything but the day to do the remembering. If anything, it's become a time we use to forget. We lose ourselves in the first long weekend of the warm months. The race is on in 20 minutes. Where's my hot dog? Where's my popcorn? Where's my beer? I'm not preaching up how I want you to behave. I'm preaching up how I don't want you to behave. Memorial Day has its roots in our own Civil War. Ours was comparatively short. It was 5 years. That makes it one of the shorter wars that our country's been involved in. Both North and South had officers trained at the same U.S. military academies. They knew the most up-to-date strategies. They knew the most up-to-date weapons. Our Civil War was mostly fought by vast armies. The battlefields had clear limits. One side would bring 20, 30,000. The other side would bring 20, 30,000. Let's find a place where we can face off. Gettysburg, was the most horrible one. Okay? There were others. Okay? Most of you never heard of the Battle of Strawberry Plains. That's where my grandfather was shot. He wore gray pants, by the way, not blue. The battles killed tens of thousands, but the real havoc was caused by the foraging to feed the armies as they moved to battle. Raiding parties from both sides stripped entire communities of food and animals. Local people were left to starve. Disease ravaged both armies and local populations. More people died of disease than in battle. Row upon row of gravestones at Gettysburg Cemetery give witness to the horrors of our own Civil War. If you've never been, go. Now, Memorial Day had several reasons for being. Its primary reason was to honor the dead of both North and South. It was to remember the great sacrifice of so many on both sides. In a sense, Memorial Day recognized both sides in our Civil War still had at least one thing in common. It was the grief for those lost in the struggle. Memorial Day had another reason for being. It was to remember that we did this horrible thing to ourselves, and it was a reminder that we never want to visit this kind of horror on ourselves again. In his second inaugural address, President Lincoln said it ever so well. With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace amongst ourselves and with all nations. President Lincoln had something that was extraordinarily rare both in his day and today. He had a touch of humility. Yes, he spoke about the right. He spoke about God's will. But he did so with an understanding that we seem to have lost, if we ever truly had it. In a little-known note to himself, President Lincoln put down on paper some of his thoughts on the will of God. He wrote, this is in the context of the Civil War now. He wrote, "The will of God prevails. In great contest, each party claims to act in accordance with the will of God. Both may be, and one must be, wrong. God cannot be for and against the same thing at the same time. In the present Civil War, it is quite possible that God's purpose is something different from the purpose of either party. And yet, the human instrumentalities, working just as they do, are of the best adaptation to effect his purpose. I am almost ready to say that this is probably true, that God wills this contest and wills that it shall not end yet. By his mere great power on the minds of the now contestants, he could have either saved or destroyed the Union without a human contest. Yet the contest has begun. And having begun, he could have the final victory, could give the final victory to either side any day. Yet the contest proceeds." In other words, we think we understand, but we don't. We think we're right, but we're not. We think that God is on our side, but we might be just plain wrong about that one. The president wavered, almost saying he thought our Civil War was God's will, but he couldn't go that far. His sense was God could end our civil war at any time, but did not. Somehow God chose to stay in the background. God wills, but God does not force. The contest proceeds. Now's the time to remember. We need to remember those who've died on the altar of freedom. They are the ones who have died to establish our union. They are the ones who have died to preserve our union. They are the ones who have died so we can live in peace with each other and with people around the world. Notice how Lincoln described that in his second inaugural address. They are the ones who have died so that we can live in peace. The Revelator describes the tree of life that grows in the presence of God. That tree is there, waiting for us. Waiting for us. The tree bears the fruit of eternal life. And its leaves make a poultice. They make a bandage to heal the hurts of the nation. The tree of life is for the healing of our nation. It is for the healing of the wounds we've inflicted on ourselves. It is for the wounds we inflict on others and they inflict on us. The tree of life is about God's will. God's will is peace. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Would you stand and would you join together in 696?
Please join us in our benediction. Blessed
Jesus, help our troubled hearts with the mighty comfort of the Holy Spirit. Don't let earthly tyrants or earthly torments have the power to drive our hope of the kingdom of God from us. Let the spirit of loving kindness work through us. Then peace and justice will finally find entrance into this groaning creation. Amen. Happy Memorial Day. We have a celebration, okay, of our Sunday school year, our graduates. Over in the gym, have a wonderful Memorial weekend. Stay safe.